How a coin is made. Now that you know about the mints, let's look at how coins are made. First, a large clay model of the design is created. The clay model is then transferred to a plaster model. Finally, a durable model is made. This model is still several times larger than the actual coin. A machine reduces the model to the size of the coin. It also creates a steel master coin to be used in the manufacturing process. Coins are created out of metal strips that are about 13 inches wide and 1,500 feet long. These strips come in large coils that pass through a machine. The machine cuts out a blank, a round piece of metal. Then the blanks are heated to soften them. Next, they are washed and dried. Feature box. Sacagawea. The Sacagawea dollar coin was issued in 2000. It honors a Native American woman of the Shoshone Nation. In 1804, President Thomas Jefferson sent Meriwether Lewis and William Clark on a trip to explore the Louisiana Purchase. On the journey, the two explorers and their men met Sacagawea. She helped them communicate with local Native Americans and obtain horses. Map. The 12 Federal Reserve Districts. Map labels. San Francisco, Denver, Kansas City, Dallas, Minneapolis, Chicago, St. Louis, Cleveland, Atlanta, Richmond, Philadelphia, New York, West Point, Boston. Map key. Dot, Federal Reserve Bank. Boxed dot, U.S. Mint. Caption. The United States Mint sends the coins it makes to the 12 Federal Reserve Bank branches. Each branch distributes the coins to banks in its district. Feel the surface of a quarter. Do you notice that the edge is a little higher than the surface? This rim is created when good blanks go through an upsetting mill. Next, the blanks enter a coining press. This machine stamps the design on the blanks. Finally, press operators swivel and inspect the coins using magnifying glasses. Coins that pass inspection are counted and placed into bags.